Hello. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor saw Chef Brockett as I was coming down the street. He said, hey, Mr. Rogers, why don't you come over and see me a little later? I'm going to have a cake decorator here. Have you ever seen fancy cakes that were decorated with lots of different frostings on them? Well, Chef Brockett's going to have somebody who really knows how to do that well. You know, he says he'll call us when the man comes. But I think I have something in the kitchen. What's that say? Hello. Hello, picture, picture. I have one of those tools somewhere here. Oh, here it is. For decorating cakes at home. See what it looks like? You just put the frosting inside there. And you put this on like that. And when you press this down, the frosting gets pushed out this end. Yeah. And that's one design for the tip. Then there are these three other designs that you can use too by changing the tips. Change the tip, another design. Well, we'll see a real artist use something like this at Chef Brockett's bakery. Picture Picture has some pictures of different cakes. Let's ask Picture Picture to show us this, okay? Picture Picture, please show us pictures of different cakes. That's a birthday cake, isn't it? It says happy birthday on it. Now, what kind of cake would that be? Valentine? Sure. Don't know what kind that would be. What do you think it would be? And what about that one? What's the time when you get all dressed up in false faces? Halloween. Have you ever seen a cake like that? Somebody all dressed up, ready to be a graduate. Graduation. And that's not a cake, is it? No, that's one of Picture Picture's fancy pictures. The people who did those cakes would certainly have to know a lot about decorating, wouldn't they? They'd have to know their trade. You have to learn your trade. Everything takes practice. If you want to make the grade, you have to practice, practice. Yet you have to learn your job, not simply turn a knob. You have to practice, practice, practice. You never learn to feel by wearing gloves. You never learn to smile with just a frown. You never learn to talk by shutting up or walk by sitting down. No, you have to learn your trade. Everything takes practice when you see what you have made. You'll shout, look here, the fact is with a fair amount of practice you can really positively learn your trade. You have to learn your trade. You don't learn it just by magic. Is that the telephone? I think it is. Yes, coming, coming. Hello? Yes, Chef Brockett. Oh, good. He's there now? Fine. We're ready to come over. Yeah. We've even talked about it a little. All right. See you when we get there. Okay, goodbye. The cake decorating artist is there. So shall we go to Chef Brockett's bakery? Mm-hmm. All right. We go to Chef Brockett's bakery. Hi, Art. Okay. Hello, Ruth.
Hello, Fred. How are you?
Great. Getting something good from the bakery?
Yeah, this is our big sale. Hala. Thank you. Mr. Shank, have a good day.
Have a good day. How are you, Mrs. Shank?
Just fine, Mr. Ryan, and you?
Just great, thank you.
What can we show today? We have so nice things. Chef Brockett just baked this night donut. And we have this special today. This is egg bread challah.
Egg bread? Boy, isn't that a big thing?
Yeah.
Challah, you say?
Yeah, challah. In Spanish, we say pan de huevo.
Pan de huevo.
Huevo.
Huevo. Pan de huevo.
It's a nice thing.
Well, it is nice. I really hadn't come to buy anything. My friend and I came to see Mr. Smith, who's supposed to be decorating the cake.
Yeah, he's really in this moment working with Chef Brockett. He does so nice thing. I am going to call Chef Brockett, and he can take you and your friend to see him.
Thank you, Mrs. Shea.
Chef
hey,
Brockett, Mr. Roy needs you.
Oh, good. Hi, Fred.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Come on in the back.
Thanks, Mrs. Shea.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fred, I'd like you to meet Mr. Smith. He's from the Retail Bakers Association.
Pleased to meet you.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Smith.
Oh, what a beautiful
cake. Is this a wedding cake?
Yes, it's almost finished now.
My goodness, how long has this taken to decorate?
Well, a
couple hours?
Easy, that. Depends if you get interrupted too much.
Look at the... May I turn this around?
Sure.
Look how you always do it on such a thing as this.
Right.
So you can turn it around.
So we can turn it. See?
That's not the same kind of thing you gave me to.
No, no. Well, this is the kind, see, that professionals use. And then I gave you the kind that people learn with.
I see.
When they're beginning.
You'll be using these shortly.
Takes a lot of practice.
See the red drops.
Mm-hmm. Put a little color on it because of the bridesmaids. They have color in their gowns. So now they, instead of keeping them all white, they put a little color in to match the group.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful. Now, we put the top on?
Here and with little red hearts in there too also. Finished.
My, that's gorgeous. Is there any way we could see you start from scratch and make one?
Yeah, okay. I'll get one right over here, okay? Yeah.
All right, I'll lift this out of the way.
That ever heavy.
Now you can see this one from the very beginning. Well, the first layer of icing is on, but now he'll decorate from the beginning.
Oh, good.
What do you call that?
It's a star tube with the ribbon icing.
Star tube?
Right.
Because the end of the tube...
See,
it looks like a star on the end.
See that? Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so small.
It's cut like a little tiny star.
And you put your stuff in paper tubes, huh?
Mm-hmm. There's all sizes. Run from number 3 on up to 27 in the star tube.
Well, would 27 be a great big one?
Right, this is a big one right here.
I see. Could you just put a little of the 27 just on there so we could see the difference?
Well, it's a little different color.
I just wanted to see the difference between... This was number 3, you said? Oh, yes. Boy.
Wow, see how big 27 is? Mmm. 27's the kind you want to get a little taste of.
No wonder they call it ribbon. Mm-hmm. It does look like a ribbon, doesn't it?
See, I'm looping this around, like a half moon.
You gonna practice that with yours?
Oh, I'd like to try, really. But that takes years of practice, doesn't it? Have you been studying it for a long time?
Well, the more you use the tube, the more you learn.
It's like you gotta learn your trade.
Mm-hmm.
Practice, practice.
You know, I've seen those cakes in the windows of bakeries, and I've often wondered how that was done.
See, now that part's finished.
That's beautiful.
Then we set this.
Oh, that looks like an Eiffel Tower.
Yes, that reminds me of my teacher who taught me the trade.
Oh, did you have a French teacher?
Yes.
Well, you know, my friend and I sometimes make believe about a special neighborhood where there is just sort of an Eiffel Tower like this. Mm-hmm. And a fellow by the name of Grandpère lives in the Eiffel Tower. His granddaughter, Colette, could be talking with him right now at the Eiffel Tower in make-believe. Will you pretend that with us?
Oh, Grandpère, fait le trolley, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, oui.
Alors, bonjour, trolley. Bonjour. Oh, le trolley, c'était mon premier ami ici.
Mais certainement. Je suis tellement content que tu es là, ma petite.
So am I.
Oh, qui est là?
I'm glad you're here, too.
Ah, bonjour, Chef Broquette.
Hi, Grandpère. Hi, Colette.
Comment allez-vous?
Fine, thank you. I came right over as soon as I heard you had arrived.
Oh, Chef Broquette, I'm so happy to see you.
Do you always keep your hands behind you, your back?
No, but I have to today because, see, I'm holding a surprise.
Une surprise pour...
For you.
Pour moi.
Pour... Oui, pour vous.
Oh, you are very kind, Chef Broquette.
Would you guess what it is?
Oh, is it something you made?
Yes.
Laissez-moi voir. Did you bake it?
Yes.
Oh, good. Is it long and thin?
No.
Oh, is it square?
No.
Oh, grand-père, aide-moi, s'il vous plaît.
C'est à toi, ma petite.
Come on, keep guessing.
Is it round?
Yes.
Oh, I know. Is it the round thing with the hole in the middle?
No, not a donut, but that's a good guess.
Oh, round, but not the donut. Je le sais, un gâteau.
Gâteau?
A gâteau, it means a cake.
That's right, it's a cake.
Oh, regarde, ma petite. Oh, quel gâteau.
It would the Eiffel Tower make me feel so much at home.
I hope that it would.
What a fancy frosting, Chef Brockett. Did you do all of that?
Well, I baked the cake, but a friend of mine helped me to put the frosting on.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, oui, c'est très joli.
Do you think it will be safe there?
Oh, sure. It'll be fine as long as you don't bump it.
Oh, you must be very careful then.
Yes, be careful. Well, I have to get back to my work. I'm glad to see you. I'll see you again, huh?
Merci, Chef Broquet.
Bye, Grandpère. Bye, Colette.
Merci, Chef Broquet.
Bye now. I hope you enjoy it.
Merci. Merci.
Oh. Comme c'est joli, le gâteau. But it worries me to leave it there.
It will be all right, I am sure. Let's set the table for the cake. and milk.
Entendu. Allez-y. Allons-y donc.
Comes in, Barracks. Robert Troll.
I'm in the shower, Robert Troll. Can you come back later?
Sure, okay, X. Sure. Well, I think I'd have to talk to Henrietta.
Oh, she's over at the castle watching the waterfall.
Oh, okay. Listen here now, X. We'll see you blah, blah. So long.
So long.
What would fall, Henrietta?
Meow, meow, Robert Troll, meow, heard me.
Well, what? I just heard you say you wish it would fall. The fall is already, the water's falling. And what else could fall? Oh, I think I know now. That cake is for Colette, isn't it?
Meow.
And you wish it were yours, don't you? And if you can't have it, then...
Meow, meow, watch out, meow. Meow! Meow! Meow, 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 did it.
No. You didn't do it. I don't think you did it.
Meow,
I mean...
Meow, meow, look at it.
Thinking can't make it happen. Trouble, Henrietta.
Meow did it. Meow, send me away, won't they?
No, they won't send you away. No, I'm sure they won't, but I guess we should fix it.
Meow, can we ever fix it? Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow. Well, hello, sweeties. How are things here? Why, it's your old friend, Lady Elaine Fair. Goodness sake, what happened down there?
The cake, it fell.
Is that what it was? Meow, you send me away, meow, Lady Elaine.
No, Henrietta, I don't think that. No, they won't send her away because...
Well, why would they say that? I mean, you didn't cause the wind.
The wind did it?
Sure, the wind blew stuff down all over the neighborhood. I'm going around setting things right again.
Oh.
Meow, meow. How can you... Meow, meow. You just watch me, sweetie, with my trusty boomerang, tumerang, sumerang. Oh, you better step back a bit, dears. Now, I don't want anybody to get splattered. Boomerang, tumerang... Zoomerang! How's that? Meow, meow, wonderful, meow, meow.
Boy, look at this. That was terrific. Lady Elaine, you rascals. Let me get in the bottom. That was really
meow,
wonderful.
Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Thank you, Lady Elaine. Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, we can still thank you, Lady Elaine. That boomerang, tumerang, we got Santa Barbara. If I get that Santa Barbara.
Oh, think something of it, dear. Now, how about coming over to the museum, go around for some grub? Looks like we're all finished here. Yeah. Yum, you good idea. Meow, meow, meow. Okay, I'm going the back way. See you friends there.
Yeah, sit down, Lady Elaine. Yeah. Come on, Henrietta.
Yum, you're wonderful. Yeah. Meow, 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 cake, meow.
Yeah, you feel better now, don't you?
Meow.
It's in the bottom of my head, Saturday.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, j'avais peur à cause du vent, vous savez.
Mais ça va avec le gâteau.
Oui, oui, ça va avec le gâteau.
Let's take it in now for our dinner.
Entendu.
Thank you very much for showing us your artistry, Mr. Smith. My friend and I are going to have to leave now.
Thank you for coming.
Would you like to have a cake to take home and try?
Sure.
Here.
Should we try one back at the place? Oh, this is quite different.
Yeah, well, it's gingerbread.
Oh, gingerbread.
Yeah, how about some nice creamy icing?
Oh, we could put that on it.
Sure, you could try with the icing. You have the tools I gave you, right?
Yes.
But look, they're all little ones. How would you like to have this big one? It's almost like a 27.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, great, just like your 27.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'd like to borrow it, if I may.
You certainly may.
Thanks very much. Have a good day.
We'll see you again.
Bye-bye.
You have fun with that, huh?
All right. Hedda.
Hello, Fred. How are you?
Oh, I'm glad to see you. I'd like to see Amy.
There she is.
Hi, Amy.
She's 9 months old now.
Well, I'm so glad to see you, Amy.
And she's eating well and she's sleeping well.
She must be a happy girl.
She is.
It's a wonder she isn't strange with me. I haven't seen her for a long time. You know, some babies just go, wow, when they see strangers at this age. How's your little girl, Mrs. Shank?
Oh, pretty well, Mr. Roy. She's
good.
Doing very fine. Do you want to see a picture of her?
I'd like to.
Yeah, have one.
Oh, there she is, Hedda.
Oh, she looks just fine.
That's Maria Teresa, isn't it?
Maria Teresa, yeah. Mary Teresa or Maria Teresa in Spanish.
Ah, it's a beautiful child. I'm going to take this this gingerbread home and try putting some icing on it. Sure. Thank you very much.
You are going to do a nice job with your friend now.
We're going to try.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Nice to see you.
Best to Dawn.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Adios, Mr.
Rogers. Adios, Mrs. Shank. Hello.
Hello, Mr.
Let's try this, okay? Number 27. It looks good. And we'll fill this with icing. There. See if it works. Hey, it does. Just push it along there. Make a little frame around it, maybe. Does your mother ever make a fancy cake for you for a birthday? Does she? I remember some that my mother's made. I'm gonna try the 27, see if it works on my tool here. There it does. Oh, I've got all this stuff in there. Well, need a little more frosting. Henrietta didn't want Colette to have anything that she couldn't have, did she? No. but she was just sure that her wishing had knocked down that cake. Wishing couldn't do that. No, wishes can't make things come true. One time I wished that a lion would come and eat up my house and my street. I was mad at the world, and I wished that that beast would stomp everything with his big heavy feet and eat everything with his big sharp teeth there and eat everything with his teeth. But that wish certainly didn't come true, 'cause scary mad wishes don't make things come true. No kinds of wishes can make things come true. Well, that's my attempt at some decoration. I think I'll take the rest of this to my real home. Mm-hmm. I'll work on it more tonight. And I'll be back to see you tomorrow. Sure, we have another day to be together this week, you and I. You know when it is. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, you do the 1, 2. Okay, 1, 2. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is... Can you do the snapping? Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make it a special day for me, sure. Cakes or no cakes, I like you just the way you are. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Sure, I'll like you just the way you are tomorrow. See you then. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.